Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow.
Welcome, 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 and happy Valentine's Day, one of my favorite days of the year. And, of course, I love hearts. I love anything to do with, feeling good. So I am so glad that you are joining us here on my show, Kim Pagano's show, Adding Value Every Day in Every Way. And I hope that you know that this is a feel-good station, and it's just all about, talking about different people's journeys and different people's lives. And, of course, today is, it could be kind of a sensitive day, or it could be a day that, just feels good. So I welcome my friend Marcia Hively.
Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And also we have Charlie Emery in our show today with us in our studio. You are so bright. You look like Valentine's Day. You just look
I know. She's wearing red.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even think about that. Hello. And I have my little heart. I don't know. What was I thinking? But I do have a blue heart on. So anyways, but welcome. I'm so excited that you were able to be here with us.
Well, thank you so much, and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. And your book, I love it, is Thank Goodness You Dumped His, should we say it? Ass.
Yeah.
And use those Mr. Wrongs to lead you straight to Mr. Right. And I thought, it's funny because Marsh was like, I don't know if this is really appropriate, but...
No, I didn't say I didn't think it was appropriate. I said, because I think some people, to be dumped on Valentine's Day, would be terrible.
Well, yeah, I don't think we're going to be dumping them, but we need to know how to get the right people in our lives. And I think really that's what your book's all about, right?
Absolutely. It's really not about dumping at all. In fact, if there's any dumping that you're doing, you're dumping the emotional baggage and the negativity around relationships and love as a result of your previous relationships and positioning yourself to attract exactly what you want with power and positivity.
And I always say I never would have found my husband, who I adore, and I think we're a perfect match, if I had not gone through the relationship I had gone through before that.
Absolutely. Every relationship is basically a lesson, and even your dates are lessons, and people miss that if they would be a little bit more curious when they're there and say, well, what am I learning about me and figuring out about what I want in a relationship? That's really the point of all of those, previous romps and romance, if you want to call them that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm really excited, and we're going to be talking with you and kind of asking you some questions in regards to why you wrote this book and what your background is, because you've had some different trials and tribulations in your life, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and so I'm really excited to be hearing a little bit about that. So we've got, it is also Trivia Tuesday, and so we've got Rob Blaze, which will be coming on, and so about 8:30 we'll be listening for that. He's got a really great question, of course, every Tuesday, and he's got some great tickets. We've got tickets to The Hiding Place, performed by a ballet magnificent on Sunday, February 26th in Camarillo. And so we'd love to give tickets away for that. And, of course, we always have his questions. So I want you to write down our phone number here at 805-639-0008. And if for any reason that you listen or you want to call in at our later show from 1 to 2, I definitely want you to hear... No, we won't be on 1 to 2 today, right, Matt? No, it will be... Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to give you another number at 805-419-0008 if you hear us at the later part of our day. With that, also, you brought some books, right, to give away.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
So, you know, we're going to be giving away books, too, as you're listening to, you know, our thoughts on this. Also, our second guest is going to be Pamela Ostley, and her book is Author of Love Colors. And she's going to be talking about what are your aura colors reveal about your love life. And love isn't in the air. It's in your aura. So sometimes, I mean, I just thought it always falls together. I love it, you know, because sometimes we're giving out the wrong messages. And, you know, and some we just need to have the insight on turning around our life and making it the best we can, because this is the life we know that we have. And why not make it the best? So I want to let you know, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host. There's many ways that you can hear us. You can go in and log into my website, which is kimpaganoshow.com, and listen live there. And I have all my back shows that are always logged in. And then you can also find us on TuneIn Radio. You can it's a app on all of our smartphones, and it's free. Great app that you can listen there. Also, become a fan. Like us on Facebook. Then you know what's going on in our world and what's happening and who's our guests. And also, God, there's many ways. Again, Coffee News, I'm in there. We've got Rob Blaze, and he's got Moorpark, Camarillo, and Ventura. Matt has Ventura. So we're part of that, too. And then Ventura Breeze, we're in there, too. So, and also, we just became partners with Parent Click. So definitely, you know, that's another way for all our parents to find out. There's just so many ways. And I love to find out what's going on in our world out there. The other thing I want to share with you, on next Tuesday, February 21st, from 5:30 to 8, we have Todd Pacton coming in from Boston, and he is one of our authors, one of our motivational, inspirational authors, and he's going to be talking about finding happiness. And I hope that all of you can join us there. And for tickets in advance, if you could give Dottie a call over at Hamilton Wines, or you can go to dk@hamiltonwines.com to get more information, or, you know, and also it's on my website. But if you can give her a call at 818-627-7872, that's 818-627-7872 to get tickets to go to that. It's going to be a mix and a mingle and a speaking engagement and raffle giveaways and book signing and just a great, you know, mixer to meet more people. So with that, I'm really excited that you are joining us today. And again, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. You know, it's interesting. My husband and I woke up this morning, and I don't know if it was just, you know, something we've been married for a long time, been together for a long time. And we went in back and forth of saying what we loved about each other. And it was kind of neat, you know, to hear the things that you don't really know about yourself sometimes.
Do you get up at 3 in the morning? Because I'm telling you, with 3 kids trying to get them out of the door and my husband and trying to feed the dogs and all that, I don't have time to do that stuff in the morning.
Yeah, we wake up every morning about 5:30, about 5, probably 5, and then we actually get out of bed by 5:30 and have our coffee. And it's just our quiet time. Of course, with our dogs, you know, they're like want their bones, want to go out, all that stuff. But that's our kind of our time to read the newspaper, kind of email.
Other people must
second.
Not be up, because all my kids have to get out of the house by 7 o'clock. So, you know, we're up at 5:45 and it's mayhem.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And of course, because you have a lot of children like I do, you know, there are days like that where everybody's going in every which direction, you know. So, Charlie, are you married?
I'm not married. I am in a serious relationship. And, you know, taking time like that in the morning is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that really gets in the way of our relationships and is not having moments wherever they are, whether they're at night, whether they're, you know, at some point early in the morning. It's like making that time out. I mean, we barely do it for ourselves, but we really need to do it for ourselves and our partners just to
absolutely.
Connect.
Absolutely. And it is hard, especially when you've got, for everybody that has teenagers, I think that has been the hardest part about having teenagers, because my kids are great. I don't have any, thank the Lord, I don't have any big problems with them. But they stay up a lot later. Our time used to be from 10 to 11, and we don't have that because they stay up till midnight.
No, mine do too.
So we literally have to, like, talk to each other and say, you know, 10, what are you doing at 10 in the morning? Because You know, we have to figure out time or you lose track of them.
We try to have dinners together, but even that's getting, you know, less and less because everybody's going their own way. And they, now,
well, our family has dinners together.
Yeah, but I'm saying three of them have college. Now they have night classes.
I'm talking about time between just my husband and I.
Oh, yeah. Right. You guys. Yeah. You got to set out, you know, and we had a sex therapist on yesterday. He was really great. And we were talking about it. And he said date night is so important.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that was one of the things that I said to my husband is, we need to do more of that. We need to just take time because, like you, we give so much to our children. And, you know, they are going to be up and gone, and then it's us.
And when they're not there, then you have, you know, your friends want to get together or you have commitments within, I mean, we have commitments to church or whatever your thing is. Everybody has their thing. You know, and everybody will pull you apart. So you have to make time to be together.
It's true. And it's something that needs to be ongoing. I know with my parents, they're like each other's best friends, have been married for well over 40 years now. You know, I remember when we were kids, there were times, because my dad lots of times was working two jobs, and he was really busy. They, in the middle of the day, like on a Saturday or Sunday, would say, okay, you guys, entertain yourselves for a little while. Your mom and I are having some private time. And they went go in the bedroom and shut the door, and that was like their place to talk or do whatever they were doing. But that was really good for us to see as kids, because I think a lot of times parents forget that you are modeling a balance for your children when you do that, and you're not supposed to be on demand for every minute of the day that they are awake.
Right.
You know, and so it's, I think, for people out there, just, you know, remember that you guys that time, and it's a wonderful example to show your children, because that's something that stayed with me always.
Wow.
Right.
And that's really, I'm glad you shared that. I'm really glad. Well, for anybody who's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're starting your day with us here. And we are a feel-good station. Hopefully what we talk about makes you feel good and that you can learn from it and it gives you value every day and every way. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to continue talking to Charlie Emery. Her book is Thank Goodness You Dumped His Butt. How about that? All right. With that, stay with us. Our phone number here, again, is 805-639-0008. If there's something that you want to add to our conversation or you want to, you know, it just resonates with what we're talking about, give us a call. All right. 805-639-0008.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning.
Nice music, Matt. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. It is Valentine's Day, one of my favorite days of the year. And I know we have a caller on the line. Hello.
Hello, is this Kim?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's your husband. How are you?
Hey, honey, how are you? Oh,
hi, Lou.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Honey, happy Valentine's Day to you. I just wanted to call and tell you that I love you, even though I did make a major brain fart on today. Okay?
That's okay. That's okay.
I just want to know, from a man's point of view, how much pressure is there on Valentine's Day?
Oh, there you go.
Well, let me tell you, when you forget that it's Valentine's Day and you book plane flights, that's a lot.
You know, it's funny. I used to own a florist. I mean, you guys know that, but... for 15 years. And when I met my husband, I owned the florist. And for a man to be, you know, in love with somebody who owns a florist is very hard, because
to buy it.
What do you do for Valentine's Day? You know,
but there's so many other things.
Yeah. And I'm not, at that time, I really wasn't a jewelry person. I didn't like, you know, I mean, I thought that was the easy way out. But he always bought me flowers. Even though I owned a florist, he always bought me, like, French tulips. I love French
tulips.
Which
you love,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, honey, thank you so much. And I was just sharing that we were talking this morning about all the things that we love about each other. And that really meant a lot to me.
So you're flying out of town today?
I fly out tonight, yes. I was an idiot and booked my plane flights at 11 o'clock tonight, not even thinking that today was Valentine's Day.
You know, the last time my husband planned something on Valentine's Day, I bought a dog.
Oh.
So just so you know that.
Hey, Kim, no more pets.
I know, God. Let's see. What can I buy? No.
Exactly. You can buy your own gift.
There Woo-hoo! You go. No. All right. Well, enjoy your day.
You have a great day, and I love you.
I love you too, honey. Thanks for calling. All right. Talk to you soon. Okay. So if anybody's just joining us right now, we are actually celebrating Valentine's Day. That's what it is. It's really about, you know, every moment. And we have Charlie Emery here. Her book is Thank Goodness You Dumped His Ass. And use those Mr. Wrongs to lead you straight to Mr. Right. And so many of us somehow stay in situations that might not be right or not feel good, you know. You need to have your partner be your best friend.
Repeat the same situation
over
and over
again. Yeah, and so many people have this, they pick the same person over and over again. And you know, as friends, we look at it and we go, seriously, you know, can
different
you not?
Different name, same guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe a different wardrobe, might have a different occupation, but the relationship dynamic is exactly the same.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm Charlie Emery, originally from Boston, now out here happily on the West Coast. And I'm actually a personal strategist. I give people a very quick alternative to traditional coaching and therapy. And that came out of my own personal experience, because I'm a trauma survivor who repressed a trauma for 7 years. You know, it was like just a completely different person, 50 pounds heavier. And I got married, and everything about my life was a lie. And when I started to get, when I took the weight off, which was the first step in sort of reclaiming who I was, all the memories resurfaced, and it revealed every aspect of my life that was not mine. And I quickly realized, oh my goodness, after these traumas took place, I made a decision that I could no longer be who I meant to be. And it was that simple. And I was actually awestruck by the power that a belief I adopted had over my life, and that I could actually take that one belief and just create a completely different life and persona for 7 years. So when I came out of that, I was so excited to, you know, get in touch with who I was, that I just thought, well, let me sit down with someone for an hour or two and just, you know, I'm going to tell them what I discovered. I'm amazed, and see what else I should look for. And I got a lot of flack, like, you doesn't work like that. You can't do that. You can't just change your life. And I said, no, I think you can, so I'll do it myself. And basically that's what I did. And then I became the resource for other people I couldn't find.
I like it. And, you know, so many people, when you can't find something, you create it. You know, I mean, when you can't find, like, you know, I was listening to radio shows and I'm like, okay, hold on. You know, it's funny, probably the closest thing, what I thought was Dr. Laura, you know, even though she was really harsh and she, you know, but people listened to her like crazy. And so I thought, God, if we could have another show that people could call in and get, you know, just different. I mean, I think my show talks about anything and everything, you know, I mean, yes. And things that people don't touch on. And so I wanted to create that. So I'm really excited that you created your book. And so what will we find in your book?
Well, the reason why I wrote the book is because I definitely saw, and even in my own life, coming out of a divorce, in truth, I was married twice, because in my healing process, when I had just begun that healing process, you know, somebody came in and I wasn't even looking for a boyfriend. I had no idea what I wanted in a relationship, and he just kind of came in out of nowhere and courted me with such enthusiasm and passion that I got caught up in it. And, you know, it was like the classic, you know, I fell in love and here I am up in the air. I'm swept off my feet, and I choose to get married before I figure out whether he's going to be there when I come back down, you know. So there's this gigantic thump when reality hits. But
that was the first time, right?
That was the second time.
The
first time was a great guy. It was just part of that whole trauma and being some, yeah. So unfortunately, I mean, the good thing was it taught me a tremendous amount about marriage and partnership. So there's so much positive in that. And it was a very, it was a very loving split, actually, because of all the circumstances. But the second time I got married, I really thought, okay, well, I didn't believe in divorce, and so I've already been divorced once. I understood the circumstances. But number two was truly, like, unequivocally choosing the wrong partner for me. So when I came out of that, I thought, and it was also a difficult divorce, and I had never had a relationship in my life be difficult. I had always been friendly with anybody. We always had this mutual respect for what we learned from one another. So that was a new component too. And I thought, how did this happen? So I took myself to task and I said, okay, well, you know, I don't know anybody quite like me, so I'm going to have to do my best to give myself my own strategy session, because I knew that I had a huge role in it. So it wasn't about blame. It was just about being accountable to myself, because I knew that if I could figure out what happened, I could make the corrections.
You know what I love is that you said it's not about blame, because so many people blame their partner, or they blame, you know, going, okay, this, you know, he's not treating me right, or he's not... You know, we need
or
to
themselves.
Look in the mirror.
You blame yourself for whatever.
Yeah, or or you do blame yourself and think, you know, but no, it's a 50-50 thing here. You know,
it's
we
just
choose
about
to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can choose to be a part of a relationship, or you can choose to not be. And so many of us, you know, it's interesting, because even, well, I feel like I'm halfway through my life right now, and I'm looking at my life, and I feel like my kids are to the point where, yes, you know, I keep kind of checking them off, thinking, okay, we did good, we got that, you know, but do I have everything I need in my life right now? Because if I don't right now, and I don't reflect on where I've been and where I'm going, right? I think it's so important.
Then how do you cultivate those things?
Exactly.
And I actually have a Charlieism in my book that says, blame is binding and blinding. And it's binding because when you blame an ex-partner, then you stay connected to them and you stay connected to what you didn't like about the experience. And at the same time, if you then go the opposite way and you blame yourself, well, now it's very blinding, because now you can't see what you need to see, where the value is. You can't get it. You know what I mean? So you're either trapped in the experience emotionally, and then you've got the baggage, or you're not seeing the things that have the value for you, so you can actually get what you want and create some changes in those patterns.
So do you actually, in your book, have how you can figure out how to get to that next step?
Yeah, there are. What I love about the book, and of course, like I said, I was inspired to write it because of my own experience and taking myself to task. So there's two things that people typically, that get in the way of relationships, especially for women. They don't know really what they want. And the second part of it is they've got baggage that sabotages a great relationship from taking place. So what I did was I took it from a two-prong approach of, here's exactly what you can do to really own who you are in and out of the dating and relationship process. Know what it is that you're looking for by really identifying who you are, and at the same time, recycling those previous relationships that have a tendency to create feelings of resentment, or I wasted my time, or I didn't get anything out of this. Well, when you actually look at them and you you get all the little pieces about yourself, not only the corrections you need to make, but also what was I missing and why did I choose this person and what was I actually looking for? That's the goal that puts you in a prime position to attract what you want with power, and then you can really enjoy the process.
Well, I always say you no one will be attracted to you until you attract yourself.
And like yourself.
But I love what you say here. You said, if you find yourself talking more about your past than your present or future, there's something in your past that you still need to work out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing. We just need to listen to ourselves.
How'd you hone in on that one?
I don't know.
Right there. She's so good at that. She does. I'm telling you.
But, you know, you do get caught up. And I had a trauma in my life, too, when I was young. And I had to come to the point at one point, even though it was absolutely the other person's fault, not to blame them anymore. That even though what happened was awful and terrible, that if I wanted, they had power if I blamed them. Mm-hmm. And I no longer wanted to give the other person power. And the moment I let go of that, it was revolutionary.
Mm. So that says a lot right there. If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are talking to Charlie Emery. Her book is Thank Goodness You Dumped His Ass. And, you know, it's not about really dumping the person. It's about filling your new cup and not looking back and finding the right people to fill your life so that you can be happy. So many people fall into that category and they can't, you know, look back. They can't figure out how to make their life better.
It's true. And it's so important to clear. And because I come to, you know, I come to things from that perspective of a trauma survivor who really did give that those traumas so much power over my life that I wasn't even me, I understood when I came out of that experience that our power is our choice. That is our greatest power. We usually see money as power because money tends to give us more choices. But the reality is choice is your power. And so no matter what happens to you or what goes on, you always have the choice to change your perspective around it and decide what it's going to mean to you.
Well, and stop blaming yourself.
Right. And you know what I find is a lot of people don't really know what they want. You know, I mean, a lot of people, if you ask them, this is what I want, and then you got it, sometimes it's not really what you want.
Yes.
Because we don't really know ourselves.
Hence the old adage, be careful what you wish for because you just may get it.
Yes.
And that's what caused a lot of people to get really upset because they have identified something. They think it's going to give them exactly what they're looking for, but they haven't really identified what they're looking for. They just piggybacked it onto this concept or this person or this status. And then when it comes and there's still this feeling of lack, it's like, oh, I mean, how devastating is that? You say, well, what do I do now, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was watching a show the other day on almost, I think, like online dating. And you have to fill out a whole thing of what you want. But it's really when they ask you these questions, what you answer, it's really the opposite. Because we don't know always what we want unless we've experienced and actually, you know. And that's another thing is we've had it in our lives and sometimes it felt good. But with another person, it's not. So it's just so complicated.
Well, I also think that a lot of people make the mistake of the basic who they are, looking at somebody else to give them who they are.
Oh, my God.
Instead of looking at themselves to give yourself who you are and then find somebody else that complements who you are.
Enhances your life.
Instead of changes who you are.
Right. Very good.
Because you cannot, no matter what you do, you cannot change other people. It does not happen. You can try your hardest. You can get frustrated about, mad about, or whatever. They are who they are, and you are who you are. And if that combination is not working, you can't change them. You have to change yourself or change the relationship.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, you talk about you can't change someone else. Well, on the flip side, you know, changing who you are, what you like, how you dress, or how you speak is only going to attract someone that you always have to be that other person with. And that becomes a really huge job that you will fall down on eventually because it's exhausting.
So you
if you're trying to be something you're not.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's going to come out in the wash.
That's one of that's one of the main reasons why I wrote my book. I wanted women, and I mean men love the book as well, but I did write it to women. It's a very personal, fun, it's got tons of content, but at the same time, it's wrapped in all these stories of myself and my clients, because I know we've all gone through this. It's what unites us as women, and we can laugh and we can cry and we can go, oh my gosh, you know. But the thing is, we do need to go through some sort of a process. That's what I love about online dating. I've had a lot of clients that have come to me in relationships. It wasn't about getting online, but I'll give them an online dating profile and say, fill this out, and we'll go through it, because it is amazing how many of those answers they don't know, and it's so powerful.
Wow, this is so exciting. I know we have another interview, and we also have Rob Blaze from Coffee News. We're going to do our trivia. So we're going to take a really quick break and stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and then we're going to come back and finish up and talk to you and get some really good tips for us out there so we can get the person, the people that we want in our lives to enhance our lives and become full of love and fullness. So with that, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Again, write down this phone number, 805-639-0008, so you can get ready for our trivia.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for joining us here at The Kim Pagano Show. And we were just talking with Charlie Emery. We're going to continue because she's in our studio. We're going to continue to talk with her. And I just want to let you know that we do have a couple books to give away. So if anybody, if this just, you know, sounds like a book that you might want to read, I'm telling you, I would recommend it. Give us a call here at 805-639-0008. And right now, before we get started on our trivia, we'll take caller number 2 and 3 to get your copy of Thank Goodness You Dumped His Ass. Use those Mr. Wrongs to lead you to Mr. Right. So, all right. Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim.
How are you?
Oh, great. Happy Valentine's Day to you and all the ladies
and
the gentlemen in the studio there.
There you go. Thank you, and same to you. I love Valentine's Day, and Rob is with Coffee News. This is our trivia segment, and what's going on Coffee News right now?
Well, in the new issue of Coffee News coming out next week, we'll read stories about a New York cab driver who found a purse with $21,000 in it.
Did he keep it?
Well, you'll have to read.
Okay, I thought so.
I don't want to spoil the story. Then there's a rare U.S. nickel that was minted in 1913 that today is worth $3.7 million.
Oh, my gosh. Don't give your nickels away then, right? Wow.
Is it a buffalo head nickel?
It is. It's a rare nickel. I think there's only 4 or 5 of them in known existence. I can't remember the exact name off the top of my head, but it'll be in next week's Coffee News.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a British fisherman who reeled in a record-breaking over 3 foot, 9-plus-pound lobster that was likely to be over 50 years old.
Oh, my. my gosh.
That would make a good Valentine's dinner.
That would be an amazing.
Do they taste better when they get older, or, you know?
Who knows? You could share that, though, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so, have a whole
wow,
banquet.
That's amazing. Huh.
Yep. So this week for our prize for the Trivia Tuesday, we have two tickets to see a really good show. It's called Hiding Place, and it's performed by a dance troupe called Ballet Magnificat. It's on Sunday, February 26th in Camarillo.
Where in Camarillo?
It is at the Camarillo. What is it?
Is it at the church?
Yes, it is. It is. Well, if you check the Facebook page for Kim's site, it will have the location of that, or we'll have a link that goes over to that. I think it's the Camarillo Community Church.
I'll look for it. Go ahead. And what is our question?
So today's question, this should be an easy one because I think everyone has seen this game. What floor game has 24 spots of four different colors?
What board game has 24 spots of four different colors?
No, it's not a board game, yeah.
It's on the floor.
A floor game. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Floor game.
Yeah, and this is a fun game. Yeah. So, again, out there, what floor game has 24 spots of four different colors? Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We've got Coffee News. It's our trivia segment, and you will win two tickets to Hiding Place. It's performed by a Ballet Magnificat, and it's on Sunday, February 26th, and it is at a church in Camarillo. But it's going to be an amazing, it is the troupe from Jackson, Mississippi, and they're performing out here, right?
Hey, and live theater is always good.
It tells the story of a Corrie ten Boom, who is a lady who, with her father and other family members, helped many Jews escape the Nazi Holocaust. So it's a pretty intense theme.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it's a show that's just being performed around the world. So it's only one night here in Camarillo, and it's something that definitely shouldn't be missed.
Yeah.
And if they don't win tickets, can they get tickets another way?
Yeah.
You know what? I actually,
$12 each. Like I said, I can't remember the.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't have it
on the Facebook page. If you guys want to log on to Kim's Facebook page in a little bit, that you can find all the information about it, or you can go to BalletMagnificat.com, and they have the whole calendar, and you click on the Camarillo date, and you'll find all the info there.
Hey, Rob, we actually have a winner, and who do we have on the line? Hello?
Hi, my name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you?
I was going to say Merry Christmas.
Uh-oh.
Happy Valentine's Day. Is that better?
There's
red in that holiday,
there
too.
You go. Yeah, where are you calling from?
Oxnard, California.
Oh, congratulations. And now, are you a first-time listener, or you have been?
No, it's been like maybe 6 months.
Oh, okay.
I love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. So, let's see, do you have any children?
Yes, I have six.
Six, so you know, okay, oh my gosh. Okay, so you are a busy lady.
Oh, yeah.
So what floor game has 24 spots of four different colors?
How about Twister?
You got it.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Woo!
I love it. There you go. Well, you know what? This is going to be an amazing show for you. And so, you know what? Give all your information to Matt, and we will leave the tickets up. Actually, you know what? Rob, are we going to email them to her? Rob, did we lose him? Okay.
If she has a printer, we'll email him, and if not, we'll send him in the mail, or we'll arrange the transaction with her.
Perfect. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Christine,
and share us with all
your friends.
Okay.
The show is at the Camarillo Community Church, which they have their own website, www.camcc.net.
There you go.
$12 for tickets, and it's right there in Camarillo. Convenient for everyone in Ventura County.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Rob, and thank you so much, Christina. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, and happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
All right. Okay, well, gosh, that's how it is, and we do have a couple books to give away still. Actually, we have, what, two more books to give away, and that is Thank Goodness You Dumped His Ass, and Use Those Mr. Wrongs to Lead You to Mr. Right. So we have our next guest. We have Pam, and Pam, thank you so much for being patient. Your book is Love Colors.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. And so it says love isn't in the air. It's in your aura and what your aura colors reveal about your love life. So tell us a little bit about yourself and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on as a guest.
No problem.
Well, basically, I have been seeing auras now for 28 years. And when people go, well, an aura, it's the energy field that radiates off of people. And even if people can't see them, although there are a lot of people that can, it's amazing, most of us, if not all of us, have been able to feel them. That's why if you're around somebody and you feel really drawn to them, you like their energy right off the bat, and other people you just don't want to stand near because you're not liking their energy, you're feeling their energy field or their aura.
And does everybody have one?
Yes. Everyone that's alive has one.
You know what? I really do think that, you know, I call it kind of like that feeling like that, well, I guess like an energy, yeah, where you just connect with somebody right off the bat.
Right, right. And it's probably because you have the compatible aura colors, because there's lots of different colors around people, and there's two bands that are closest to a person's body. The outer bands change all the time according to what's going on with the person at a time, so if they're really angry, red shows up in the aura, that kind of thing. But the two colors that are the closest to your body are what's called the life colors. Those are the colors that show your personality, your life purpose, careers that are going to be the most fulfilling for you, health, money, but especially relationships and how you're, what you need in a relationship, because everybody's different, and basically who you're going to be compatible with. And just what you guys were talking about, you need to know yourself first.
Right.
So that's the reason I've created a dating site called Love Colors, to help people first identify themselves, what their own aura colors say about them. And then they find out who's compatible with them, and then they can go on the site and go, okay, send me blues, or send me yellows, or send me violets.
So is this something that changes over your life, or this part of it is something that's just true to you?
Great point. I mean, yeah, do our colors change?
Yeah, the outer bands do, depending on what's going on. But the two colors, the one or two colors that are closest to your body, don't typically change in this lifetime. It basically shows who you've been since you were born, you know, what basically your life purpose is, what you're enjoying, what your priorities are. So not that I would limit anyone, because some of us have yellow in our aura, and yellows, as much as we're pleasers, we don't like being told what to do. So I don't limit anyone, excuse me, or tell them they have to be a certain way. It just reveals who the person is so that they have permission to be who they really are, instead of thinking just what you two were talking about, that they have to change to be loved or change to fit in or change to get, you know, the job that their parents think that they should. This validates and gives them permission to be their authentic self. In other words, they're living their true colors.
Right. Now, okay, so tell us a little bit about the colors. I mean, you have on here violets thrive on passion and communication and relationships, mm-hmm. while green requires respect and intelligence. Can we have a little bit of everything?
Right. Well, you know what? I see 14 different aura colors, and they all have different personalities. And so what you just brought up are the violets, and you actually have violet in your aura, Kim. So violets are the visionaries on the planet. They want to improve the quality of life for people, their teachers, their educators. They're drawn to the media. You violets have always felt unusual that you had something bigger to do in this lifetime. Violets are very passionate. They're also very humanitarian. So what violets need are partners that get that will communicate with them, that will allow them to live their big dreams and their big visions, and either support them at home by being very grounded and a rock for them, or fly with them and do like travels and passionate projects and things that make a difference. So violets actually have higher standards, so they need somebody that's pretty incredible.
So do you tend to be attracted to somebody like yourself as far as colors go, or opposite or different, or does it go like every spectrum?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, everybody's different. Like, for example, yellows need playmates. Yellows are the playful big kids on the planet. They like to laugh. They like to please everyone.
That's one of my sons.
Happy. Yeah. So yellows are just big kids at heart, and they actually have a fear of commitment. They're afraid if they get married, it's going to, you know, they'll get old, they'll get bored, they'll be trapped. But if they're with a playmate, so they need to be with somebody like them. very playful and creative, or, you know, the healers, whatever. Now, and tans the same way. Tans need somebody like them. Very logical, analytical, practical. It's about security, stability. They like paychecks. They want to be able to work at the same job their whole life. I typically see them being engineers and architects and accountants, and they need stability, so they want a partner that's stable like that, too.
You know, I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm your host, Kim. I'm here with Marcia Hively. I've got Charlie Emery. Her book is Thank Goodness You Dumped His Ass. We've actually got a couple more copies. Thank you for bringing all those in. I appreciate it. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We're talking to Pamela Ostley, and her book is Love Colors. Now, is this something that you have to actually see clients, and where are you located?
I'm in Santa Barbara.
Oh, so you're close.
Right,
okay, we'll have to have you into the studio now that I know that you're so close. Okay, and so do you actually meet with clients and you actually see their aura, or do you talk to them and find out what kind of people they are? How do you find their colors?
Well, first of all, I see clients. I can see them in person. I can do this on the phone. I have clients all over the world that I've never met. I also have my own radio show here in Santa Barbara, and I do that on the air. They can go to my website at auracolors.com or lovecolors.com, which is the dating site, and take the quiz so that people can see what their own aura colors are. But, yes, I see them, but I also sense them, kind of like what you're doing on the radio.
Okay.
It's like you adjust the dial, the frequency, because we're all broadcasting who we are all the time.
Right. So. Now, what kind of questions would be on your questionnaire for...
Well, basically, if you go there, it'll ask questions like, do you tend to express yourself more physically? Like, you've got a strong temper, you're strong powered, strong willed. You like to move mass, you like to work with your body more than anything, or you tend to work out. And that describes the red. So, you know, if you answer yes to all those, well, you're a red life color. If you tend to be, you know, the question will be, are you very emotional? Do you cry easily? Do you watch those commercials and tear up? You tend to be everybody's sounding board, and people come to you with their problems, and you lovingly support them. Now, you violets hear everybody's problems, too, but violets usually want to solve it and go, well, come on, go do this, and get on with it, and inspire, and why don't you do this, and have you thought about this?
That is Kim, by the way.
Yeah. We'll go, oh, my gosh, that's so sad. Do you want to come stay with me? Can I hide? Oh, my goodness, what can I do? Blues are rescuers.
Yeah, that's not me. I'm like, let me give you muscles and power to go do it on your own.
Exactly.
You know? So what color was I?
You're violet.
Violet.
You're violet with a little bit of yellow, Kim.
Okay.
Violets want to inspire people and educate them and get them in their power. And come on, you can do it. You've got the same aura colors as Oprah. She's a violet yellow, too.
Ah, I like that. You know, and Marcia, you're definitely red. You are definitely red, you know? Yeah.
I don't know what that means when she says that.
No, it's good. She's just got a lot of power. She's got her own decisions. You know, I think it's good.
I don't try to solve other people's problems.
No,
though.
You don't.
No, reds don't. Madonna's
See?
A red.
See, there you go.
And so is Dolly Parton, and Marilyn Monroe is a red. They're very strong and powerful and independent and want to make their own decisions, but reds typically are more physically active. It's more about expressing. I see them being bodybuilders and surgeons and dancers, and they need to be in their physical bodies and really enjoy being that.
Yeah,
well,
you
that
love
is true.
To exercise. Yeah,
yeah.
You die. Now, Pam, what are you?
I was born a blue-yellow, and I've added some violets. So other blue-yellows are like Goldie Hawn, Meg Ryan, Jennifer Aniston, Kate Hudson. They're all blue-yellows.
It's a little softer.
Can you tell what Charlie is from listening to her?
Yeah,
Charlie, what color hair and eyes do you have?
I have brown hair, brown eyes.
Is it dark brown hair, brown eyes?
Yep.
Dark brown hair?
Yeah,
yep.
Chocolate.
She's very beautiful. She's very pretty. But
I got it. Charlie, you're also a violet yellow. And you violets need
Did
to
you know that?
I knew that.
Yeah, so funny.
Reach the masses. They have to make a difference here. They get bored with typical 9-to-5 jobs. They
That's why we connected.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We tend to be entrepreneurs.
Well, like
we blaze our own trail.
Yeah.
We're pioneers in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yep,
we like to change paradigms.
That's it. Leaders and teachers and visionaries. You're visionaries. You guys tend to be way ahead of the masses, and you think what you see coming is common sense.
Now, okay, so a lot of this stuff sounds very similar to me to, I mean, I hate to say this, but, you know, when you look up people's
fortunes or their horoscopes or
Aries. I'm an Aries. So, and Aries in red. I mean, it sounds like it's the same.
Is it the same? Where did you get your knowledge from?
Well, first of all, I'm psychic.
Okay.
So I've been able to tune into people and see it. Now, you know, I hate to use the word psychic because that's such an old and people have preconceived ideas. So I basically have expanded consciousness. Expanded.
I was going to say, and there's so many levels to psychics. Some people say, you know, psychic, they're looking in the past and they can control people that died. And then there's psychic people that basically can read your mind. You know, so there's such an array of what people say when they say they're psychic. So it's kind of a hard.
What I tell people is we all have this ability. We all have it. It's expanded intuition.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's expanded intuition. So we all have feelings like, oh, let's think about somebody and that person calls, or we have a sense something's going to happen and it does. That's just us being expanded consciousness. And we all have this ability. It's just most people don't use it because, one, they've been taught not to, or they think it's bad or wrong. And again, but you know what? We all use our intuition to figure out where to go in our lives and, you know, who we want to be with and what careers might make us happy. We all have those feelings.
Well, and so if you could look back on your career, how long have you been doing this, you said?
28 years.
Okay, so what has been your, like, your feeling that has helped somebody the most?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just to help, the majority of this is helping people understand and remember who they really are and feel validated. It's so amazing to watch people when you say, well, you know, you're a green, and this is what's important to greens, and this is where you want to go with this. And they go, oh, I felt that way my whole life. Oh, my gosh, I thought there was something wrong with me, and this is great. And then when I help them understand their partner, you know, it's like, oh, that is how he is, or, oh, geez, oh, my gosh, that makes so much more sense. Now instead of yelling at him, like, why can't you be more like me, and be like, oh, I get it, you're a green, and this is your life purpose, and this is what's important to you. And then they start getting along better.
Wow. Yeah.
So do you find that when people fill out those questionnaires, I mean, because I know when I work with people, sometimes they think they have a really strong sense of who they are, and that's what they're putting out there in dating profiles and stuff. But then they realize, oh, actually, that's not quite accurate. That's how I like to think of myself. So
that's what
how do you compensate for that when someone is, you know, filling out their profile? Do you ever find there, because I would imagine there could be discrepancies in what they think. And
that's a great
want to adopt
point.
As
yeah.
them, you know what I mean, when it may not actually
be accurate.
I mean,
I see qualities in these, like, oh, I'd love to be that part of that quality.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, I've had many therapists call me who do the Myers-Briggs testing and corporations that do that. They said they have the same problem when they do the Myers-Briggs testing. Is people fill it out based on who they think they're supposed to be or who they've been trained to be instead of who their authentic person is inside. So you're always going to have that margin of error in there. But what I do is, I've written the books, and I've got information on both websites. They can read about it. And on lovecolors.com, I actually have videos on there, me talking about what the different personalities are. So people can go watch those and really see if that resonates with them.
Wow. Pam, you know what? We're almost done with our hour. It's like I need another hour to just talk about all this. I'm going to have you back, and I'll have you in our studio. That would be really fun.
Great.
Okay.
That's really fun.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much. We were just talking with Pamela Ostley. Her book is Love Colors. That was kind of fun to find out what it is. But I really like what you were saying about sometimes we want so bad to be, I'm really organized, I'm really this, and you're really, you know, have you looked at my purse lately, you know, or, you know what I mean? There's things, and yes, there's days that we get off track and we can pull ourselves back in. I always say it's kind of like a maintenance thing that you just got to keep maintaining.
It's like one time on the radio, actually, Kim's saying, oh yeah, I like to really investigate something and I'm like, no, you don't. You are a jump in person. You are jump feet first and then figure out where you're going to land.
And you know what? Ever since you said that, it really made me, you're right. I am. I don't think twice about anything.
And that's not wrong. It's just the way you are.
Right.
That's
and where
so
you
great.
Are, you're going into business, she has to dissect everything she's, which
I'm
isn't
a perfectionist,
wrong either.
Which is not great.
But I'm a perfectionist in what I do, but we just do it differently. And we get to the same point, but it is. So I think it's so interesting how we just need to kind of look in the mirror.
Well, you know what? I figured out the difference between you and me is that, and that's probably the wrong way to say that, you and I. Anyway, is that you tend to draw on other people's energy, and it gives you more energy. And me, sometimes that sucks the energy out of me.
That is very true.
And so I have to be very grounded within myself to deal with other people's energy.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I get lost.
That was exactly
that's great. And I'm like a blend of the two of you.
Yeah.
Because I love to be out with people. But all of my getting grounded and restoring my energy happens when I'm by myself.
That's exactly how I am. So I love to be out with people, too. I'm a people person. But if I'm not in the right place, they'll take all my energy.
Yeah.
And I have a little bit of that. If I'm with people and I'm not feeling that, you know, that, I don't know, that inner feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could suck me dry too. So I have to be in the moment where I feel really strong within myself. Excuse me, in order to be able to let other people in my life.
Mm. And it's never black and white. You always have a little of all of that. It's just where you live the majority of your life.
Yes. Right, right. You know, Charlie, I want to, this was such a great interview. You're definitely coming back. This was so
much
fun. Yeah, and Pam was great too. You know, I love when I bring different people on. That's where I get charged for my show and you know, just other people out there. You can't sense what they're feeling, but I know we resonated with a lot of people. Give a couple tips from your book, because I know everybody's going to want to get a copy of this.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind, too, your daughters, oh, my gosh, your daughters. Today is so complicated out there in the dating world, and there's all these ideas about the rules that they should adopt in their dating processes. And the reality is the one thing that has never changed or will ever change is your ability to make a choice about how you want to go about connecting with other people, meeting other people, and cultivating your relationships.
So in this book, you don't have to have gone through, actually, as a younger person, it's probably better to read it before you go through all this junk.
Fantastic, because what it does is it brings you present. You know, we're in a high technology age. Everything has got us distracted. And this idea that multitasking, while it may, in a sense, you know, be a skill, there is no doubt about it. When you are multitasking, nothing is getting your full attention.
Right.
And when you're out there connecting with people, just from a safety aspect, your ability to be so aware and engaged in what is going on so that you don't miss what's around you is so important. And people in dating especially tend to take a third eye approach. You know, they want to observe. But when you observe, you're making calculations, which makes you're missing information. So you're actually making miscalculations. So one of the great things about the book is learning how to be really aware and harness that power of being curious, which helps you engage with people and really see and hear.
Where, if you haven't won a book on my show today, where do you get your book?
You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it on BarnesandNoble.com. You can get it for Kindle. You can get it in paperback. You can visit my website, CharlieSense.com, like common sense, but CharlieSense, CharlieSense.com.
All right.
Well, and there'll be links right there.
There you go. Well, we're going to definitely have you back. This has been so much fun. Marsha, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm glad
Day.
You're
you
in
too.
My life. She's
Me
one
too.
Of my best friends, and I love her. We have fun. Matt, happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for being on my board. Thank you to all my callers. And I love that. You know, it's just so fun. Thank you for Rob Blaze from Coffee News. They always bring us great trivia. And I want that big, huge lobster.
I know.
You know? So with that, of course, I want to say everybody out there, go and enjoy your day. Make it the best. If you don't have somebody in your life, make you have yourself in your life. With
say
that,
something kind.
There you go. Also, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is walk to the edge with no fear. Go do it. Go do whatever makes you feel good for your day. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, her eyes make the stars look like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.